Thank you and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol Garberville area is investigating a fatal traffic collision that occurred on State Route 271 in Mendocino County on Tuesday night. The driver overcorrected his vehicle after it began to drift off of the roadway, and it flipped over multiple times, ejecting the driver and the front passenger. The driver suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene, while the front and back passengers suffered major injuries. One of the passengers was flown to an out-of-area hospital for further treatment, while the other was transported to Howard Memorial Hospital. The California Highway Patrol believes drugs or alcohol played a role in the crash, and the identity of the driver is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. In the coming months, travelers at the county airport will be able to get some food, and that's because Ramon's Bakery and Cafe will open a new location on the ground floor. Supervisor Virginia Bass and Ramon's co-owner, Brian Robinson, made the announcement earlier today, and Robinson thanked Bass in a statement saying that her tenacity and vision will result in a great relationship that will benefit the airport, its customers, and Ramon's. The new Ramon should get some traffic now that two new Penn Air flights have been added to the flight schedule, and Supervisor Bass thanked Ramon's for being open to the idea and for supporting the county in its quest to revitalize this important community asset. Construction on the new location in the former gift shop will begin soon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office will hold a swearing-in ceremony next Monday to announce the promotion of current staff and the hiring of new employees in various departments. Michael Fridley has been promoted to lieutenant, and Blake Massaro and Josh McCall have been promoted to sergeant, with Nancy Corral being promoted to supervisor. 9 new corrections deputies will be sworn in, as well as patrol deputy John O'Mee, dispatcher Rhiannon Potts, along with 2 reserve deputies. The ceremony will be held at the Aquatic Center at 9 a.m. North Coast counties receive secure rural schools funding. Dan Squire has more.
The United States Forest Service announced this week that it will distribute more than $29 million in federal secure rural schools funding to counties up and down California. That $29 million is about half of what California received when the program was started in 2000, and the payments are made to rural counties like Humboldt and Del Norte due to the loss of revenue from forest industries. Del Norte County will receive just over $1 million. Humboldt will get $890,000. Mendocino will see $295,000. And Trinity County will get just over $3 million. The Rural County Representatives of California issued a statement about the SRS funds and their ongoing work in lobbying Congress to find a permanent funding source for future payments.
Thank you, Dan. Humboldt Bay Fire will hold a badge-pinning ceremony Friday afternoon at the fire station on C Street in Eureka. The fire department will recognize numerous promotions, including the recent promotions of Bill Gillespie to fire chief and Bill Reynolds to deputy fire chief. Humboldt Bay Fire will also swear in 3 new recruit firefighters who will graduate from the department training academy. 3 new paramedics will be introduced at the ceremony as well. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Amy Nilsson was appointed as the new Humboldt County Administrative Officer following the Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday. Nilsson has been working with the county for over 20 years and was promoted to the Deputy CAO position in 2010. Her appointment will become official on April 11th when the Board of Supervisors approve a final contract. Nilsson will oversee a department that provides oversight and administrative support for 12 departments and direct supervision of 5 divisions within the county government. She replaces Philip Smith Haynes, who stepped down from the position in late January. Congressman Jared Huffman has issued a statement regarding Congress's approval of improvements made to the Older Americans Act, which is a social safety net for the nation's seniors. Congress has passed a measure that authorizes more than $6 billion in funding for programs such as the Area Agencies on Aging, Meals on Wheels, and programs that address elder abuse at the local level. The passage of the Older Americans Reauthorization Act updates the definitions for abuse and exploitation of seniors and improves nutrition services and the use of locally grown foods for senior meal programs. Sheriff's deputies were sent to serve an eviction notice to the tenant of a house in the 2300 block of McKinleyville Avenue Tuesday morning. When deputies arrived, they contacted the 54-year-old man, who instead of leaving the premises, barricaded himself inside. Deputies warned neighbors along the street to shelter in place while more law enforcement arrived on scene. By 11 o'clock, the man had been safely detained and accepted the eviction order. No criminal charges will be filed. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.